Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, a variety of small business solution packages, business and professional training, webinars, workshops, and seminars. To learn more about our products and services, call 408-357-0951 and for a free 30-minute on-the-edge consultation on business plans. I'm doing that tonight. Business plans, business plans. Email me at onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz. It's so good to be back on air on Worldwide Blog Talk Radio. I love it. I love it. Where have I been? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. I've been busy. I've been busy, busy, busy building so I can help small business owners around the world, around the nation. It is crazy. It's crazy. We're going to talk tonight about rocking that business plan. You want to rock to the top business plan. That's what you want. And before I talk about rocking to the top with your business plan, I want to thank our listeners. Always, always, I always want to thank you for tuning in to the Business on the Edge extended show here. We appreciate your Blog Talk Radio listenership around the world. Love it, love it, love it. I'm a radio show host here in Silicon Valley, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. If you ever want to tune into that show, catch me on Friday nights live, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can always catch me there. And you can also check out my website at businessontheedge.biz. So rocking the business plan. I don't have a lot of time, so let's see how far we can rock you through some of the value and importance of building a business plan. And this is, here's the thing. It's like this. It's like if a business plan were a vegetable. I know. If it were a vegetable, it would be probably peas or broccoli. You know, the vegetables that when your children, like, oh, I don't really want to eat that. And your parents will say, you know, if you eat your peas, you eat your broccoli, you're going to be big and strong when you grow up. Well, your business plan is your broccoli. It's your peas. And if you take the time to build it, you're going to create a solid plan. You can write a not solid business plan, but that aside, you're going to grow up in your business strong. It's a foundation. It's kind of like if you were going to build a skyscraper. Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure your foundation is right. You want to make sure your foundation is set. So anything that you put on top of that foundation, it'll stand. And if you don't do that in your business. And I get it. I get it, small business owners. I get it, all of the women in business. I get it. I get it, entrepreneurs, that if you're that business owner, most small businesses start with whatever hurting capital they have in their pocket. They love what they're doing, and they run out and they go start a business, sole proprietorship, run out and start for the most part. Some businesses cannot be sole proprietorships, but and you love what you do. only you do not know how to operate a business, you do not have a plan in place, and rocking to the top can be fun when you're writing your business plan. And you don't have to do it alone. If you don't know, and here's the thing, this is what I would tell any small business owner, newbie business, if you've been in business less than 7 years, 5 years, you need some help. You need a business coach. You need someone helping you along the way. It is just too hard to do it alone. You shouldn't do it alone. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to. You have great resources out there like SBA, you know, the Small Business Administration. You know, we've got a new chief there. We've got Small Business Development Center America. Anywhere in the country, doesn't matter where you're at, if you look up SBDC, Google SBDC America, you're going to find a location or several locations, always several locations around you somewhere. So you want to access those resources, or like SCORE. Maybe you have a business owner space in your area. Maybe your city has a business ally. All of these resources are available to you at no cost for you to build a strong foundation. Now, business plans are a little bit different. These organizations are not going to help you build your business plan. They'll give you templates and they'll give you information. And this is what I would say to you, templated business plan writers, is templates are guides only. Guides only. And it's helped. It's there to help you generate thought and how to lay out your plan. But there's so much more to it. There's technical writing, creative writing, even some storytelling in the plan when you're kind of telling your company history and all of that. Creative writing. But you need a mentor. You need someone that can help guide you through it, or you can get someone to write it. We write business plans. I write business plans all the time. We'll talk a little bit about that later on, how you can get connected with us. But it should always be a collaborative effort. I'm not a fan of companies or agencies or people writing business plans. You never talk to them. You don't know your plan. You can't talk your plan. If you took your plan, walked your plan into a bank, you don't know what it says. You're going to fish around for information. It doesn't fit, you know, it doesn't really fit you. It's polished, but it just, you know, and if you get that type of plan, it's not wrong. Just make sure that you read it and you get to know it so that way you can leverage it if you're going to look for access to capital. So how do you rock? What is rocking? Why did I pick rocking to the top business plan? Because building a strong business, you can rock that. You want to get off the ground. You want to get your feet planted well, and that's what a rocking business plan will do. You want it to be solid. You want the information to be solid. And what do you can't even write a rocket business plan if you do not know what your business model is. Bueller, yeah, seriously, you have to have an understanding. You have to be able to articulate your business model. Can you articulate your business model and say, one or two sentences? And two sentences can be a little long. You should be able to surmise it to some degree. But once you construct a solid business model, you can take that business model and build a plan. The business model, simply put, is how you make money, how you plan to make money. It really has kind of three key elements, and that is your product or service, how you're going to monetize it, and how you're going to sustain it and get into rocking to the top of your business plan. What does your business plan do for you? Why is that why is it important? What are some benefits of a business plan? A business plan is not, let me tell you what it's not. It's not something that you write and then you stick it into your file cabinet and you don't see it for the next 10 years. A business plan is, all business plans for the most part are living documents because the economy changes, technology changes, you know, different things that will impact your business plan. You'll, you know, R&D, you come up with new products, services, all of these different things. So there's going to be change along the way. You should always, always address your plan. In fact, I have my business plan up here while I'm here talking to you tonight. I'm going to share a little bit, and I'm not going to give up my intellectual property. I just value my plan because my plan, if I'm getting off track, I know that I need to go and look at my business plan. If I'm not looking at it on a regular basis or I'm getting so busy, I'm not, you know, addressing my plan, I can get off into other things. As a Silicon Valley business host, radio show host on two networks, AM 1220 KDOW, AM 1100 KFAX as well, I get a lot of offers to do a lot of things. And most of the time, they're things that other companies want me to do that will build their business. And then, of course, on the back end, they'll give me some sort of commission. I don't really do deals like that because I don't know how well they can sell the product and service. And using me to build their company on my back is unrealistic. You have to get your own skin in the game. If you want to advertise, if you want to promote, do it the right way, and pay for it like the rest of us. My radio budget is minimum $30,000 a year, so I've got to come up with that. So I get these offers. But if I did not have my business plan to really keep me on track with what's important for Business on the Edge and for the On the Edge Women in Business Club, for my radio shows and to connect with you here on Blog Talk Radio, I would be all over the map chasing down whatever opportunities to create some income because it looks, you know, it's interesting or it looks profitable. And the problem with that is that I can't spend time. If I'm spending my time building someone else's business, who's building my business? Who's building your business? Your plan keeps you on track. Your business plan keeps you on track, and it keeps you accountable to the goals that you want to achieve. It forces you to face questions that you haven't asked yourself, like, what are your top five keys to success? What are your top objectives, 3 to 5 objectives that you want to achieve in your business in the next 3 years? What about in the next year? What are your sales goals? Things to think about. What's your mission statement? Your mission statement is what you're doing right now, what you do now. Your vision statement is future. What you're going to do in the future. So mission is now, vision is future, just to kind of keep things straight. So I'm looking at my business plan here, and my business plan is rocking. I've got a rocking business plan. I love it. And I modify it periodically because the business that I'm in, certain customers will teach you about their need. If you're paying attention, there's seasons that their needs will change, and something that you sold in one season may decline. What now we're talking business analytics. Why does something decline? Why aren't you selling more of that same thing that you were selling for the last, you know? So we're watching those. You have to watch your trends. You have to watch the buying patterns. And small business owners, you know, they have, and this is my target market, but small business owners are challenged financially. Unless they're getting access to capital somewhere, unless they're getting a loan. And by the way, you want real access to capital? Start preparing before you need it. And you will need a rocking business plan. You're going to have to rock your business plan out. You're going to have to rock it out. So I'm going to share a couple of things out of my business plan just to kind of show you how you can rock your business plan. But before I do that, I think we're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to clear my throat here so I don't do it here on air, but I'm going to send you to a commercial break for our Women in Business Club. I'll be back in about a minute.
I'm Margaret Jackson with a message for Bay Area business women. When we stand together, we win together. That's why I created the On the Edge Women in Business Club. I wanted to give women round-the-clock access to professional resources. More importantly, I wanted to create a community where women could share ideas and talent and help each other achieve our professional goals.
Silicon Valley business coach and radio host Margaret Jackson is the president and founder of the On the Edge Women in Business Club, an exclusive club for the busy entrepreneur and business professional. On the Edge is dedicated to networking, professional resources, business tools, events, and opportunities. You can tap into that resource when you join the On the Edge Women in Business Club.
We are the business women of the 21st century, and together we can build an army of small business titans.
Become a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club today. Visit businessontheedge.biz to learn more and join today. That's businessontheedge.biz, businessontheedge.biz.
I'm back. Women in Business Club. If you want to get connected to our Women in Business Club, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I actually have some sponsored slots available. I only have about 80, I believe, 80 or 90 slots, sponsored slots. These are not actually free. They're free to you, but some Silicon Valley businesses, local businesses, have sponsored women in business and believe in women in business. So if you want a sponsored slot and to be a part of the On the Edge Women in Business Club here in Silicon Valley, and we have members all over the country, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you a sponsorship Women in Business Club form for you to fill out. And so it's a 24/7 access resource for you, and we continue to expand what we have on that website. You have a portal 24/7. So if you need to get connected to some small business resource information, maybe you want to do a little building of your business, there's a lot of resources in there for you to do that. And you can also promote your products and services inside the website and actually link back to point of sale payments. So you can, there's a lot that you can get out of that that website. So again, it is you using that on your own time to develop your business. You got to keep your skin in the game. You got to have your skin in the game and do things that other people won't do to build their business. You want to be the greatest. Rock in to the top. Business plan. You know, you have to decide on what type of financial goals you want for your business. And it's easy. Everyone says, I want to be a millionaire. Being a millionaire really is not a big deal, because if your net worth is $1 million, you know, that may include, especially if you're in Silicon Valley, your home. You know, the homes out here, a great home, is gonna cost you a pretty good amount of money. And then maybe you're a professional working in the tech company or working in a six-figure. So that's not hard to do. And we said, well, I want to be a millionaire. What do you want your business to be financially? What do you want that picture to look like? Your business plan, rocking business plan, will tell you that. A sloppy business plan is just a waste of time. It's a waste of time. If you're not going to do your business plan right, just don't do it. You know, wait until you're ready to do it right, because it's like getting the wrong directions. It's going to take you down the wrong path. So I only have about 9 minutes left. So let me give you a little bit more information on the rocking to the top business plan, putting the effort behind it. And, you know, if you wanted to spread that time out, it takes about a good 40 hours to write a strong plan. And when you spread that all out over to 90 days, you can get a solid plan ready to work for you. You can shop a plan. It becomes a leverage, a tool for you to be able to create income. You want to do that. So Business on the Edge Incorporated brand objectives. I asked you at the beginning of the show, what are your top objectives? So here's our number one objective. Number one, and I'm just going to show you what you want to do when you're rocking your plan. Radically differentiate Business on the Edge's brand from other business coaching and professional development companies and services. You say, well, that might sound the same, like any company wants to differentiate. We don't want to differentiate. We want to radically differentiate ourselves, pulling away from the pack, to make Business on the Edge more visible. What do we do to do that? Oh, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. That's not a bad start. But if you're in Blog Talk Radio, anyone can do Blog Talk Radio. If we like Blog Talk Radio, you can do your own free Blog Talk Radio. So there's really, other than your time, there's no investment unless you, of course, upgrade to the premium services. Now, there's something that we do that really radically differentiates on the Edge from the average business coach. We invest in mainstream radio. We invest our marketing and our advertising through the AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show and the AM 1100 KFAX Faith and Business on the Edge show. That radically differentiates us from everyone else. What does that do for me? Our flagship show is Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. That is my flagship show in Silicon Valley, Bay Area, rocking to the top business plan. When I began this business, the one thing that I wanted to do was rock to the top using my business plan and saturating Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and that's what we've done. We are the number one small business coaching voice. When I say we, I have a team, I have producers, the station. We work hard to bring great content to our audience. The Silicon Valley audience is more than 9.1 million people in that contour listener. It streams worldwide over the internet. So that's a great reach. But that's a minimum of a $30,000 price tag that we've committed to. Not all business coaches are going to do that. What does it do? It opens the door for me to be connected to public figures and opportunities it allows me to have conversations or get past the gatekeepers over the telephone. Hi, this is Margaret Jackson calling from AM 1220 KDOW Radio. Can I talk to? And those are opportunities. What does it do? It radically differentiates me. So we had to radically do something and invest in areas that allowed us to do that. So now you've got Business on the Edge radio show host, business coach, Margaret Jackson, and, you know, opportunities to keynote speak for graduations, opportunities. That's, you want to be different. Your business plan allows you to walk through, things that you're not thinking about, but you're going to come up with them in the plan. Why? Because the business plan in and of itself asks questions, objectives. You want your objectives are your goals. It's what you want to achieve in your business. You want to be able to track and measure them. We're talking about analytics again. How many new customers do you want? What do you want the total billing to be? Commissions. What do you want your year-end sales goals to be? Now we're cooking. And I'm going to tell you, once you have that plan in your hot little hands, you're going to be, hey, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And it may be the business broccoli. And I've had small business owners with all kinds of attitude. Why do I have to build it? Why do I have to write a business plan? Well, you don't have to, but you will limit. You will limit how far you're able to go. All you're doing is putting a period where you should be, where you should have commas, and you should have this great experience in business. And so whatever those choices are, you want to put a business plan behind it. You want your mission statement. We want to know about your company. You should know about your company. You know, you need to talk about cash. Cash is king. You want to talk about the bottom line. You want to create sales for cash. You want to know your market, target market, research your market. A great resource, by the way, is like Report Linker. You have to buy into it, yes. Invest. I'm a lead advisor for the Small Business Development Center here in Silicon Valley, one of their lead advisors. And my team, I advise over the Silicon Valley Black Chamber. And I was talking to one of our advisors. She was concerned about someone taking a $45 class at SCORE to learn more about what they wanted to do in business. They got everything. They're thinking about the concept. But they're like, but they want $45. I'm like, if you can't spend $45 for your business, for your future to launch as an entrepreneur, don't do business. Just go get a job. You have to invest. And one of the best investments that you will ever make is creating the business plan. You want to rock to the top of the business plan. If you want your business plan reviewed, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I will review your business plan. We've got a nominal fee for me to do that, $50. If you can put that into your plan and investing in that, I'll take a look at it and give you feedback to help you be the best that you can be. And if you need support with your business plan, we can talk about that as well. You have to be great. You have to rock to the top with your business plan. It is imperative for your business. You've got to be great. Someone's going to be great. It might as well be you. And you might as well put in the effort. It's not going to hurt you not to. It's going to benefit you. I promise you, you will not regret it. It is the pathway to your greatest success. Without a plan, you're kind of throwing darts in the dark. You're certainly going to see some successes. You'll sell something, but you will never be optimal at what you're doing.